At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Morning, everybody. This is Food for Thought Thoughts, if it were you. This is your host, Neo Gentrix. It is 4 o'clock in the morning. As you can probably tell from the intro, I'm going to be doing something a little bit different today. I'm still going to continue doing my Dark Truths Reveal series. I feel like it's getting a lot of traction, and a lot of people who originally didn't care for this information are starting to look forward to the next episode because they want to know what other stories I've found, because they don't have the time to, you know, look it up. Well, like I said in my last episode, I'm not going to be doing it every single night because some people want to listen to something different. So tonight, based off of what you just heard, we're going to cover something a little bit different. I'm going to go back to my skills that I was covering before. I'm going to cover something because I have a cousin and a couple of friends now that have kids. So I figured let's go ahead and cover that real quick, and we'll move on into something else, and then you'll get the next Dark Truth Reveal episode within the next 2 days. So, with that in mind, let's go ahead and cover toddlers and young children. That's going to be the topic for today. So, before I covered pregnancy and babies, and I'm pretty sure it was about 20 or 30 episodes back, and I didn't go any further than that. It's not that I didn't want to, it's just that most people still had toddlers, well, babies at that point, and kind of weird to go into toddlers and young children when most everybody still has babies. But seeing how it's been about almost a year now since I started that series, I think it's time I started actually covering that. So we'll take a short break right here, and then we'll begin shortly after. Right on. Let's go ahead and move on into the toddlers and young children's category, shall we? Now, after babyhood, the next stage of development is known as the toddler years. Now, generally speaking, this is a period, it tends to start anywhere from about 12 to 18 months of age. So almost about a year after the baby is born, give or take. And, you know, it will usually continue for a couple of years. You know, it's a period of development characterized by the emergence of independence of both personality and movement. That's the word I'm looking for here. I mean, your baby who's in the early days had no idea that you were a separate person, okay? Will now be keen to assert their independence in every way possible, considering their mind isn't, you know, completely developed at this point, right? So, of course, as the name toddler implies, they are now moving about freely, crawling or walking, if they have started walking at this point, which gives them extra freedom to make independent decisions about what they do and where they go, even if they have no idea. During the toddler years, children start to develop language. It begins to be possible to have a conversation with them. And it's fair to say that toddler years are delightful, if not challenging, of a developmental stage. Now, the toddler years are full of laughter, both at and with your child. And, you know, most of them many happy times for most normal, decent parents. You know, and they are also enormously challenging in many, many different ways. However, the assertion of independence and the frustration of not being able to achieve as much as they wanted often leads toddlers to challenging behaviors that we know them as tantrums. Now, the toddler years are not called the terrible twos for nothing, and almost every child will throw at least one tantrum over the period. Now, keep in mind, you have to understand the toddlers and their behaviors. Otherwise, this doesn't help you, and it actually hurts you in the long run. And you don't want to overbear your child. Now, keep in mind, I'm not saying that punishing your children means you have to beat the ever-living crap out of them. No, that's something totally different. Now, old-school people have their way of disciplining people, their children. And the new generation has a way of disciplining their children that's completely different. Now, if you're one of those people who doesn't think disciplining your children is a good thing, or you see disciplining your children as just telling them no, well, to each their own. But you've seen the different effects. And in another podcast, I'll cover the difference between being a forceful parent that says everything versus a parent that actually does something. But until I get to that, we're just going to focus on this. Okay, so keeping in with the theme of what I just said, like I said, understanding toddlers and their behavior. The crucial issue in managing behavioral issues is to develop an understanding of your child and the reason for their behavior. Now, as a general rule, okay, children want parental attention and will do whatever is necessary to get it, aka they're selfish. You know, including throwing tantrums. It's important to understand this and to avoid doing anything that may reinforce unwanted behavior in your child. You know, in other words, if you react to the tantrums with full-on 100% attention, then the tantrums will continue because the child will see that it works. On the other hand, you can ignore them completely and carry on doing everything else. Then it is anyways possible that your child may decide that it's not worth throwing a tantrum anymore once they see it doesn't work at all. Now, this is why you may sometimes see brave parents sitting calmly down on the pavement or in the park while their child throws a tantrum on the floor next to them. They're simply waiting for the storm to pass, or waiting on the child to rather give up, if you will, on the whole thing. Now, I have more information I could go into on understanding your young child or toddler, but again, I'll hold off on that because there's a whole other podcast I want to do on managing toddler behavior and, you know, dealing with the tantrums in general. But this is just a quick overview is what I'm covering right now. Okay. Next would be feeding toddlers. Okay. Apart from toddler behavior, the other issue that seems to be a perennial issue for parents of toddlers is feeding them. Apparently, asserting independence means declaring a dislike for a wide range of previous acceptable foods and or ability to eat only pink, orange, white, or some other type of food. You know, as parents despairingly ask themselves, you know, questions like, will my child always be a fussy eater? No. And is this really a phase? And if so, will it ever pass? Yeah. I mean, it just depends. Like I said before, I'll cover each one of these in a little more detail a little bit later. The only advice you really need to survive the toddler years is that this, too, is a phase. It will eventually pass, and you will face new problems and challenges. I hate to say it, but that's basically what parenting is. It's kind of sad, but that's the whole premise of it. All right, everybody. That's pretty much it for this podcast. I know it's going to be a little short compared to some of the others that I've done over the last couple of months up until the last year. But keep in mind, these aren't they're not supposed to be extremely long. Okay, a lot of people won't even sit here for that long if, you know, I give them like a hour to 2 hour lecture on how to handle their children. Matter of fact, most people don't want to hear that to start with, because they think, everybody in their own mind is automatically going to think that they're a genius or an expert in whatever it is that they do. Okay, no one's ever going to stop and think, hey, maybe I don't know how to do this, I need help. Doesn't work that way. Thus, we call it ego, okay, and pride. And these are the two of the main emotions that basically drive humanity to the brink of extinction in the first place. And keeping this in mind real quick, it's not only men that this falls short on. It falls on women, too. And it's pretty common with them as well as it is with men. Most often than not, arguments will start and men will sit there and they'll argue it out for about maybe 5 or 10 minutes, and then they'll get over it and forget it ever happened and move on. On the other hand, women will tend to get upset about something, hold on to it like a personal grudge, and never let it go for the next years to come. And then the next time they see that person, either that feeling's going to come back or they're going to try to take it out on them. This is called emotional-based behavior. My next podcast, I feel like it's time I cover emotional behavior, because this is a topic that seems to be plaguing a lot of people nowadays. When you let your emotions take over and it guides your actions, it can lead to a lot of distraught in the future. And it also helps because it helps you learn how to deal with people better and how to handle your children. Anyway, that's not the topic of today's podcast. Today's podcast was dealing with your children and understanding how to handle toddlers, basically. Now, if you want to know more about it and want me to go more in details, like dealing with the tantrums head on, or how to understand your child more, or how to parent the difference between boys and girls, because each one's different, hit me up on my Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. I'll be happy to give you a hand anytime and, you know, give you an episode based on what it is that you've asked. Now, enjoy the rest of your day. Peace. This is Neo Gentrix with Food for Thought, and this is Thoughts If It Were You.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood. Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker dealer.